You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Leaders at San Antonio's CPS Energy are pushing back against Governor Greg Abbott over his claims that private competition would mean lower energy bills in San Antonio. DPR's David Martin Davies has more.
At a recent San Antonio event, Abbott announced he would ask the state legislature to end city-owned energy monopolies, which includes San Antonio and Austin. Abbott said the average cost of electricity in San Antonio was about 12 cents per kilowatt hour, and he said in Houston it's as low as 6 cents. CPS Energy Board Chair Francine Romero said that's not true.
Then there was so much wrong with that.
Romero spoke Thursday at a TPR event and said she tried to find a 6 cents power rate in Houston and couldn't.
And the cheapest rate I could find was, I think, 12.6 or 12.9 cents a kilowatt hour. I didn't see 6 cents. And even if you could find that, it has all kinds of strings attached.
Interim president and CEO for CPS Energy, Frank Almeida, said if the San Antonio energy market was privatized, then the profits would no longer go into the city's budget to pay for essential services like parks and libraries.
$500 million is a big budget hole to fill. If those dollars instead were going to other parts of the state or country or globe, as a return on investment to a private investor.
It would be up to the state legislature to pass a bill to privatize the San Antonio and Austin energy markets in the 2027 legislative session. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones clashed with Councilwoman Phyllis Villagran Thursday while discussing the proposed downtown sports and entertainment district known as Project Marvel. The district would include a billion-dollar downtown arena for the San Antonio Spurs. Disagreements began after Mayor Jones said the council had not executed a term sheet with the Spurs. Villagran quickly called a point of order.
The term sheet has been voted on by the council.
It's not finalized.
A contract has not been finalized.
Andy, is
but
the term sheet finalized?
We do have a term sheet that we all
Thank
voted
you.
On. So to say
Thank
it's
you.
Not been executed is misrepresenting
okay.
the
Andy.
Facts.
City Attorney Andy Segovia confirmed the term sheet had been approved by council. Council later approved the creation of a 33-member community advisory committee that will offer suggestions on how to use funds the Spurs have already committed to the project. The Hill Country Christian Summer Camp, Camp Mystic, has asked a federal bankruptcy judge to shield members of the Eastland family from individual lawsuits over last year's deadly July 4th flood. The Eastland family managed the camp, where 25 campers, two counselors, and camp director Dick Eastland were killed. Lawsuits against the camp were paused when it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in June. The camp wants that protection extended to the Eastland family. Families of children killed in the flood have filed multiple lawsuits accusing the camp and its operators of negligence. The San Antonio Philharmonic has agreed to pay $232,000 to settle several long-running legal disputes. TPR's Jack Morgan reports.
Most of the money will go to early supporters David Wood and Colette Holt, who sued in 2024 over a $150,000 loan they said had not been repaid. The settlement also includes payments to former board chair Ian Thompson III and Philharmonic co-founder Peter Rubens. It does not include any admission of wrongdoing. Executive Director Roberto Trevino said the orchestra settled to avoid spending more on litigation and preserve money for music. A separate dispute over Scottish Rite Hall, once planned as the Philharmonic's permanent home, remains active in court. The orchestra was created by former San Antonio Symphony musicians after that organization dissolved in 2022. It has since faced financial and legal troubles while working to establish a permanent footing in the city. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.